So I was doing my taxes yesterday, and I came up with a great idea to make all this much easier. Let's curb stomp the IRS. Hey, everybody. I'm Steve Green with Bill Whittle and Scott Ott, and this is Right Angle, brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. Gentlemen, another year, tears, frustration, watching my savings dwindle again as the tax man cometh. And even more than that, There are two big frustrations I have. One is the amount of time and money it takes just to stay inside the law, right? You're trying to follow the law, and it takes you hours and hours and hours and hundreds of dollars for the accountant and all the rest. It's just, there has to be a better way. And the other is, I only ask two things of our federal government. For all of this money, this massive check I just wrote, I want world-class highways and a military so strong and effective that nobody would dare mess with us or our friends, like the kind of military you never have to use because it's just that good. And we got none of this. None of this. The roads suck. The Army can't meet recruiting goals. The Navy can't build ships. Everything's just awful. So I started looking into possible replacements for our current tax system, and I found two that really spoke to me. And let me see if these speak to you guys. In fact, maybe you guys just want to just chime in as I start talking about them. One, I'd forgotten about this plan. It's from DeRoy Murdoch, who used to write for National Review, and he does all sorts of smart stuff. Murdoch's plan, he called it the 110-0 plan. And it's just really easy to remember. 100% of adult Americans pay 10% on all their income, and it doesn't matter where it's from. It could be capital gains, it could be wages, it could be tips, whatever it is, 10% and zero deductions. And I think the beauty of that plan, Bill, let's go to you first, because you kind of gestured there. I think the beauty of the plan is each side gives up something they cherish in terms of deductions. It's very, very simple, but I think the downside of it is we keep the IRS, we keep all the reporting and all that stuff. Yeah, it's trimmed down, but when I look at that IRS building, I get stabby, Bill.
Every time I look at the IRS building, I think of all these new weapons we have that go untested. I'd never heard the plan before, Steve, but I like it because I don't need a calculator. I can do it on my fingers, and I can calculate 10% of something relatively easily too, as a matter of fact. So this is one of those plans where you could do your taxes on a postcard, and people have said this is not hard to do. What did you make this year? You know, well, I made $67,400. Well, congratulations, you owe $6,740. And send us a check, and we'll see you next year. It doesn't divide people. Look, the fundamental problem with the so-called progressive tax is, especially the way that the progressives look at taxation, there is a dollar value above which you are an evil person, and if you're below that dollar value, you're a morally sound person. You're a hardworking, honest, poor person. And once you cross that boundary, then you become evil. Now, over the course of the years, it's been, you know, $414,000 or whatever. I remember from several years ago was the number at point at which you would become evil, and so on. So the example I've always used on a flat rate tax for everybody is, we are not unfamiliar with this. When we go grocery shopping, we don't get to look at the person in front of us and decide to take some food from them or check the wallet of the person behind us either to see if any of this income needs to be redistributed. We're all paying the same amount of tax on the same amount of food. People with more money can buy more food, but what they usually do is buy better food. And nobody complains. You know, it's really nobody's business. I have yet in the course of my life to see anybody in line with you know, relatively low grade hamburger turn to somebody behind them in steaks and say, "You bastard!" You know, but the income tax is predicated on this, and I heard Biden he may have been saying it a couple of years ago, but I saw the clip yesterday, the day before, where he's talking about how billionaires only pay 8% taxes, you know, and I want to raise that number to 25%. And he said, it's only 25%. And I thought, that's only a quarter of your life. You know, I mean, ultimately, your income is what you are compensated with in exchange for your life, your labor, your work, your worry, your time, your energy, your life. You are giving up your life. If you put in 40 hours a week at a job, you're putting 40 hours a week of your life into this enterprise. And Joe Biden has decided that the people who have nothing to do with that at all are entitled to a day and a half of your life every week. And I just find it to be appalling. I think that the plan is brilliant. I just think they need to rename it curb stomp the IRS. I mean, if there was ever a poll question that was going to guarantee you a 90% result, forget about nuances of would you like to replace the income tax with the sales tax? No, just ask the American people, would you like to curb stomp the IRS? You're gonna That's a winning motto is what I'm trying to say.
Bill, when I was doing my research for this, because I wrote about this on Monday for PJ Media. This was my little tax day contribution to America's need for antacid tablets. One number really stuck out at me. It's the compliance cost of our 4 million lines of tax code, which is the equivalent of 3.1 million American workers working full time doing nothing but taxes. 3.1 million. That's like taking the working population of three or four major cities and just
out of the country. Yeah. Just chucking it in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yep.
The waste involved is sickening.
Just to add one thing, because that plan you mentioned is beautiful. You said everybody has to give up something, and it's beautiful. Everybody pays the same. Nobody gets a break. Nobody gets a special help up. Everybody's equal. The only people who can complain about that are people whose only goal is wealth redistribution. And then at least you got them on the table.
Yep. And the beauty of having zero deductions for anybody is once you let one group's sacred cow in that, then it's open season.
Then it's over.
And it's special interests. I don't care if they're on the left or the right. It's special interests who dominate and the rest of us who get the compliance costs.
Did you know that in California, where they made we did a show on this just a couple of weeks ago, where they raised the minimum wage to $20 an hour for restaurant, minimum wage workers? Yeah, well, there's an exception. If it turns out that the restaurant has a bakery, if it's a bakery restaurant, then you can pay them less. I think it's $16 an hour. Huh. And that means like Panera Bread, for example, is not required to go to $20 an hour. Now, the fact that Gavin Newsom's best friend happens to own a large chain of Panera Bread restaurants, I'm sure, has nothing to do with this whatsoever. But this is the kind of thing where you immediately realize that this is not governance. This is
it's bloody favoritism.
Favoritism, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically.
Now, I never thought I would utter this phrase, and believe me, it's only going to happen the once. To Gavin Newsom's partial credit, he did try to get away with this, but the stink was so awful when this got exposed that he eventually decided he did have some small sense of shame, and Panera is not going to be exempted under this new law. But it's only because he got busted so badly, and he's got presidential ambitions.
The fact that there was some heat means there's some hope anyway.
Right. Hold his feet to the fire. Hold all their feet to the fire.
Just their feet.
Maybe start around the midsection. Just throwing that out there. Scott, the other tax plan I came across, I think maybe we've talked about this before, but not in a long time. It's called the Fair Tax.
Yeah.
And this is the only tax plan that would not just replace the income tax, it would also replace the payroll tax, which combined is about 23% of American incomes. And so this would replace all the taxes with a national sales tax of 23%. But to keep things fair, because I mean, that would be a huge tax hike on poor people and less of a tax hike as you get up. Everybody would be issued what's called a prebate check at the beginning of every month. And the prebate check would be based on whether you're married or single and how many dependents you have in the household. But it would be enough money that if you spend the same amount on necessities, food and shelter, that you would if you were poor, your effective tax rate would be zero. And you set your own tax rate based on how much you want to spend. And if you spend below the poverty rate, you're actually making money off of this prepaid check. And it would be collected through the sales tax system that's already set up in all 50 states. And retailers would get a cut to encourage them to collect the tax. And the states would keep a small cut, which would help them to pay for the collection fees and all that. And Washington would get the remaining, oh, I think it's 22.5% or whatever it is. The numbers don't matter. But the point is that there's no need for an IRS outside of just making sure that the states are collecting, the states are making sure the businesses are collecting, and it would just sit on top of the existing sales tax system. And as I said, there's no tax at all. You keep 100% of your income from wherever it comes. I think the problem with the fair tax is, number one, if you're poor, you are probably going to end up paying a bit more than you do now. Poor, maybe even middle class. But trying to get the 16th Amendment repealed, how do you get that through Washington that's just addicted to power?
Just rip it out.
Well, and
just don't even ask permission. Just go up there and rip
it out.
And
reducing the nominal amount of tax that people pay does not reduce the amount of money the government spends. I can't, you know, unless you can somehow say in the same legislation or the same constitutional amendment, say basically that the government's not allowed to spend more than it brings in and it can't borrow money to indebt future generations, then, you know, eventually it's going to come around where they're going to say, you know what, this fair tax idea was a great experiment for the last 15 years. However, it clearly is not working. We've got more debt than ever, so we have to pay it off. So we're going to go back to the old way. I love the idea in your first proposal of zero deductions, because that just gets the government out of my business, so to speak. And, you know, when you have to report deductions, you've got to document that stuff. And because of the, you know, relatively modest way that I've lived my life, incompetent, some may say, but I say modest, every year I go through this exercise of calculating my deductions. And then when I get to the end of this laborious process of documenting all this stuff, the software goes, yeah, you hardly have anything worth deducting, so we're just going to give you the standard deduction. And they should just start with that. They should just go, you know, unless your life has radically changed in the last year, which I doubt, you're probably just going to take the standard deduction. Don't waste your time trying to add all that stuff up. You know, I was on X the other day, and Mark Cuban, the billionaire owner of the Dallas Mavericks, famous business person from Shark Tank and elsewhere, posted this thing to X where he said, I pay what I owe. Tomorrow, I guess this is the day before the 15th, I will wire transfer to the IRS $288 million. This country has done so much for me. I'm proud to pay my taxes every single year. Tag a former president that you know doesn't. Okay, so this is his smart aleck comment and slam against President Trump. So I responded to Mark Cuban, first time in my life, and I said, Mark, your government is grateful for your service as a high-volume tax collector, transferring money from others to the U.S. Treasury and thus into the hands of those careful stewards known as the U.S. Congress and various and sundry indispensable and diligently prudent agencies. But this is like myth of guys like Cuban who are like, oh, I pay my taxes. Well, where does $288 million come from? Essentially, Mark, you are taking money from one group of people and transferring it to another, which is the government. So he's a collections agent. And it's the same problem you get into with the so-called fair tax, is that somebody is going to be co-opted to be the collections agent, as we now have, you know, stores and others have to collect sales tax. My real beef against the fair tax, by the way, is the name of it. I do not trust anything that calls itself fair.
I like it, but yeah, maybe the marketing there is could be a little stronger. Screw you slightly less hard tax would just let's get some honesty in here.
110-0, man, that's fabulous.
Yeah, Deepak Murthy's a very smart guy. I got to appear with him at a CPAC thing many years ago, 2008 or 2009, and he just impressed me as just a smart, knowledgeable guy. And a few years later, when he introduced this tax plan, I'm like, yes, that's a great guy. But before anybody gets angry with me in the comments, because I didn't talk about your pet plan for reforming our tax system. Keep in mind, I'm not married to any of these. There is one thing I know for sure, though, and it's this. If we're going to reform the tax code, we've got to. We've just got to. If you were to design, just starting from scratch, the worst possible tax system that didn't actually involve penis flatteners, you couldn't come up with anything else than what we have now. It is the absolute worst system imaginable, and nobody designed it on purpose. It just got agglomerated and congealed over the last 100 years, and it's awful. It's the worst. So whatever your pet plan is to replace or improve our tax system, can we agree on this much, all of us here now? Whatever we're going to do, it starts with nuking the IRS, nuking the current tax code completely, wiping it out as though it never existed. And not only that, everybody who works for the IRS now or has ever worked for the IRS cannot work in any capacity directly or as a contractor for whatever replaces it. If we're going to reform, personnel is policy, and you got to get all new personnel.
It's the only way all to right. be sure.
Nuke it from orbit, baby. You know it. All right. That's your right angle on that. Brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. For Bill and Scott, I'm Steve Green. Thanks for watching, and let's curb stomp the IRS.